welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. And in particular, I want to thank Jerry, who became our latest Patreon supporter at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. You can support the show on a one-time basis over at support.greatdetectives.net. And like Jerry, you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, August the 27th of 1946, and this one is the Rockwell Diamond.
Us time, better take it.
Check. Transcontinental Flight 17 to Municipal Tower. Flight 17 to Municipal Tower, over.
Police instruction. Check and see if you have male passenger occupying seat 24. Passenger occupying seat 24 wanted by police. Repeat. Over.
I'll take it, Tom. Better hop out and check with the stewardess.
Okay.
Pilot Wallace, Flight 17.
Be right
Municipal
back,
Tower.
Joe.
We're checking the occupancy.
Miss Cambridge. Miss Cambridge, could I see a minute?
Be right there. Hi, Tom. Now, if it's about dinner tonight, you could have waited.
Not. Come on in here, Betty. After you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Joe, what's the score?
Police want us to hold the plane at the north end of the runway until we take off with one of these passengers.
Which one?
Say, who's in C-24, Betty?
C-24?
Yeah.
Well, let me see my list. Awfully good-looking young fella. Oh, yeah. Name is John J. Jones. I'm kind of interested in him.
Oh, you are, are you? Well, that's very nice, but so are the police. And he's not John J. Jones, my deluded damsel. The police know him as Boston Blackie.
And now, on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Chicago police have been very swell, haven't they, Roland?
Yes, Inspector Faraday, they sure have. Well, there's the plane now, Inspector.
Yeah.
And Blackie's got to be on it. We know he was on the plane when it left Detroit, and it hasn't made any stops.
Yeah, Roland, but Blackie's likely to get out of anything, anytime. I remember once I had him in two sets of handcuffs. The next minute...
No handcuffs.
No Blackie. Chances are I couldn't have made a charge stick anyhow. I've never been able to tie anything on him in 6 years.
You'll be able to arrest him now, won't you, Inspector?
You're sure Blackie's the man, Miss Moraine?
Of course I'm sure. I was with my grandfather when he was robbed. The thief wore no mask, and I recognized Boston Blackie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it was Blackie. Why do you keep asking me if I'm sure?
Well, I just wanted to be certain, that's all. I've been waiting to get a witness against him to make a positive identification for a long time.
Oh, here she is. Do you think you'll have the money with him? I can't wait until I get my hands on it.
There's a lot of money in this world, Miss Murray. What I can't wait to get my hands on is Boston Blackie.
Go ahead in, Miss Murray. I've been keeping Blackie in my hotel room until our plane leaves for New York. But I couldn't get anything out of him. You talk to him yourself. Go ahead. Rollins is in there guarding him. I'll be right here outside the door.
All right, Inspector Faraday.
Blackie always was a soft touch for a girl. Here's hoping you get something out of him.
Inspector, you'll never know how important it is to me that I do. Hello?
He won't say a word, miss. Just sits there like he did all the time the inspector was questioning him.
Well, I'll try. Blackie? Boston Blackie, would you talk to me?
About business or pleasure?
Maybe a little of both. Sergeant Rowland, could Blackie and I go over in the corner and talk?
Sure. I don't know why not. I'll stroll over to the window.
Blackie gives any trouble?
Well, Blackie, will you talk to me now, please?
Sure. I've been waiting for a chance like this to have a little chat with you, Miss Murray. You identified me as the man who stole $10,000 from your grandfather.
Yes, I did.
You know you never saw me before in your life, Miss Murray.
Well, I wish I had. Then I wouldn't be in such desperate trouble now.
You're in trouble. You had me enlisted because you're in trouble. What do you want, company?
Oh, please, let me explain. From what I've heard of you, Blackie, you're the only man living who can help me. But I had no idea of where or how I could reach you.
So you made up the story of my stealing your grandfather's money?
Yes. Yes, I did. I knew the police could trace your movements where I couldn't, and I knew you could get away with it from Inspector Faraday once I'd seen you.
Well, thanks for the confidence. What do you want me to do?
I want you to recover a diamond that was stolen from me.
You've got the wrong boy, lady. If the diamond was stolen from you, let the police get it back. They're in that business.
But that diamond, Blackie, the rest of my life depends on it. I must have it back by tomorrow night. Please, please help me.
With these handcuffs on and two policemen guarding me, I couldn't be of very much help to anybody.
But those handcuffs. Haven't I heard that you can get out of them whenever you want to?
Yes, but I've got to want to first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm more than sorry. I'm miserable. I just knew I had to reach you, and I guess I've messed everything up. No, I'll never...
Wait a minute, Miss Murray. We'll figure a way out. Here, wipe your eyes with this handkerchief.
Thank you. Oh, your hand. You got it out of the handcuff.
Shh. Now let me have your bad time story.
Oh, I don't know how I can laugh.
It's easy. Just open your mouth, close your eyes, and think of Inspector Faraday. Never fails. Go on, Miss Murray. Tell me the whole story before Rollins gets restless.
Well, you see, I'm engaged to George Atwater. We're to be married soon, and yesterday he brought me something to look at. The Rockwell diamond.
The Rockwell?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth a fortune.
Well, George's father has millions, but he doesn't like me.
Hey, Miss Murray, you all right over there?
Oh, yes, officer, thank you. I won't be a minute now. Blackie, the diamond belonged to George's father. George brought it over to show me, and then he was suddenly taken ill. I thought it was safer if he left it with me, and he agreed. And sometime during the night, it must have been stolen from my apartment.
I get it. If you don't produce the Rockwell, you're in a spot.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you have to have it, Miss Marie?
Tomorrow night. George gets back from the trip then, and he'll want it. And oh, Blackie, I...
Tomorrow night, huh? Doesn't give me much time to work, but I'll try. Call Rollins over here.
All right, but why?
Don't ask questions. Get him over here.
All right. Officer?
Yeah?
Would you come here a minute, please?
Sure, miss. Glad to. Did Blackie tell you anything?
No, but I've got something to tell you, Rollins.
Yeah? What's that? This.
You shouldn't have done that, Blackie. You shouldn't have hit the officer.
There's a line I expected to hear. Now, listen. I'm going out that window and down a fire escape. As soon as I get moving, you scream for Faraday.
All right.
Tell him what happened.
Uh-huh.
I socked Rollins, gagged you, and put these handcuffs on you.
I understand.
You finally worked this handkerchief from around your mouth and screamed. Got that?
Yeah. And, Blackie, please remember that getting back that diamond means my marriage and my whole life's happiness.
Okay. I get the diamond back, get married. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if instead of Boston Blackie, from now on I'm known as Chicago Cupid. Shorty, listen. When a piece of ice like the Rockwell diamond is lifted, somebody's got to know something about it.
Blackie, I've been out all night on that case. Honest, nobody knows nothing. The only thing I could pick up was that a fella named Atwater owns it, and none of the boys had touched it, except Duke Walton. Why, it's as hot as a pistol. But the Duke, he's been bragging that he'll have it one of these days.
Yeah, where can I find him?
I don't know. Hey, look, Blackie, why don't you lay off, huh?
Shorty, I promised to get that diamond back. I chartered a plane out of Chicago last night after breaking out of that hotel room. Young Atwater isn't due back in town till tonight, so I still have a little time, thank goodness. I'm going to waste some of that time on a visit to the Atwater house.
Well, ain't you a little out of your class up there, Blackie? You know, they got an awful lot of dodos, Atwater.
You know something, Shorty?
What?
After the way that Moray girl smiled at me in Chicago, I kind of feel like $1 million myself.
Yes?
Is Mr. Atwater in?
Well, I'm George Atwater. Who are you?
George? My name is Jones, Mr. Atwater. John J. Jones. I'm a friend of your fiancée.
Well, a friend of Lee's. Come in.
Thank you. I really didn't expect to find you in, but if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, I wasn't due home until tonight, but go ahead. What's the question?
Mr. Atwater, where do you usually keep the Rockwell diamond?
I don't know what you're driving at, Mr. Jones. We keep it in the library, in the wall safe. Only it's not there now. My fiancée has it.
Would you open the safe for me, please?
Well, now, Mr. Jones, you're a perfect stranger to me, even though you say you're a friend of Miss Moray's. You could hardly... So this is a holdup, huh?
I'm sorry I had to pull this gun on you, Mr. Atwater, but I want to see that safe. You don't mind if we walk into the library, do you?
I do mind, but I don't suppose that matters.
Not a bit. So, the Rockwell was kept in that safe, huh? The combination, Mr. Atwater. And keep your hands where I can see them.
Sorry, Mr. Jones, I seem to have forgotten the combination.
Well, I haven't time to make you remember it, but, the safe doesn't look too tough. Come over here where I can watch you while I go to work on it.
All right. There's nothing inside of the safe. Go ahead, open it.
Quiet. Take that watch off your wrist and put it in your pocket. Making too much noise. I can't hear the tumblers drop. Come on, take it off.
All right.
Thanks. That's the first one. Now for the second one. This box of yours is pretty simple, Mr. Atwater. In fact, it's about the most unsafe safe I've ever seen. Yeah, that's the second number, all right. Want to be a good boy and tell me the last number? No? Okay, be a bad boy and watch me find out for myself. There. That'll do it. I'll try the handle now. Well, made it.
My compliments.
Save them. Let's take a look in this jewelry box. So the Rockwell diamond wasn't in the safe, huh? Well, what's this, then?
Well, that's the Rockwell. I meant to leave it at Miss Moray's apartment, but I changed my mind.
Open up this door! Come on, open it up!
Ernie.
Unlock the door, Mr. Atwater. It's the police! Open up!
Ernie must have phoned back and surely watched the trail me here.
You don't mind if I close this safe door to you, Mr. Jones? I want you to be caught with that diamond still in your hands. This seems to be my day for unexpected...
Keep away from that door, Atwater.
You don't scare me. I'm going to open it. I'm coming.
I'm going right out this window.
Hey, quick. He's got the Rockwell diamond, and he went out the window just now. He must still be in the garden.
I've got two men out there, but maybe I can spot him from here.
Blanky! Blanky, stop!
Hold it,
Peter!
Don't shoot! We got him!
And he's got the Rockwell diamond.
At last, Boston Blanky caught red-handed.
Now, back to Boston Blanky. Because she had to find Blackie to help her recover the stolen Rockwell diamond, Lee Moray, George Atwater's fiancée, had Faraday arrest Blackie. But Blackie escaped, returned to New York, and started the search for the stolen stone. He located it in, of all places, George Atwater's safe. Just then, however, Faraday appeared. Blackie made an effort to escape, but was captured. As we return to our story, Faraday has Blackie in jail.
Well, how do you like ourselves, Blackie? Air conditioning between the bars and everything. Comfortable enough for you?
Sure, this one's wonderful, Faraday. I wish you'd try sleeping on that mattress they have in here. I gave up in the middle of the night and slept on the stone floor. It was softer. Hey, Faraday, how about a couple of pillows?
Oh, poor Blackie. Too bad I didn't hear you. I've suddenly gotten very deaf. Isn't that awful?
You've suddenly gotten very deaf, and you've always been very dumb.
Very funny, Blackie.
Yes, I know. New gag writer.
Yeah, last one, have to go back to kindergarten?
Yes, they told me how much all the other children miss you since you stopped going, Faraday.
Skip it, Blackie. Where's the Rockwell diamond?
Rockwell diamond? What's that?
Listen, Blackie. You had that diamond in your hand when we broke in. Atwater saw it there. Now, where is it now?
You listen, Faraday. You're going to have to let me out of here in a couple of hours. You haven't got a thing to hold me here.
No? Breaking into the Atwater house?
I broke out of the house, not into it. See if that's a crime, Inspector.
You opened the safe in the library and stole the Rockwell diamond. How about that?
You sure I did? Did that safe look forced? Did you find the diamond on me?
No, no, and no. But, Blackie, I'm telling you this man to man. We've got a case against you. But young Atwater screaming about his diamond. Says you had it 1 minute, we grabbed you the next minute, so it can't be missing. Only it is. All right. You tell us where you hid it, and I'll get him to drop all charges. Now, how's that, Blackie?
I don't know.
You must have it fast. But, now look, give me your word of honor to bring it back to me today, and I'll let you out. Your word's always been good with me, Blackie. Now, come on. Don't you want to get out of jail?
I don't know now. Kind of a nice jail, you know. Air conditioning between the bars.
Blackie, be a good guy, huh?
Okay, Faraday. As a favor to you, I'll come out. And you'll have your diamond back 2 hours after I leave here. But I'm not to be bothered during that time by the cops, understand?
Bothered? You'll be protected. Thanks a million, Blackie.
That's all right, Faraday. I'll get plenty of satisfaction every time I remember you begging me to get out of jail. Hey, this is Blackie. Can you talk?
Yes, of course. Nobody's here.
Did I get the diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And oh, Miss Ray. Nobody ever stole it from your apartment.
What?
Atwater says he took it with him when he left you the other night.
Oh, that's impossible. He didn't. Like, I know he didn't. I even looked at it after he left.
Hmm. Ray, will you meet me by the shrubbery alongside the library window at the Atwater house in exactly half an hour?
All right. What are we going to do?
We're going to rob a safe, Miss Murray, with police protection.
Keep that flashlight steady, Miss Murray, please. If I'm lucky, the safe won't be locked.
Why not, Blackie?
If nobody knows I put the diamonds back in it, and the police pounded on the door, and it was only slammed shut by a young man.
Oh.
Well, here's the safe. Wait, see, it was open. And here's the box that holds the Rockwell diamond. Put your flashlight on it and take a quick look.
All right. Hey, what? The box is empty.
Uh-huh. Atwater must have seen me put it back and grabbed it. But why is he telling the police that I have it?
And see that I'm not disturbed.
Quick, put out that flash and get back to these curtains. Hurry.
All right. 6. 9. Blackie, what are you doing?
Shh, I'm counting the clicks on the dial. 7. 3. 4. Two. Got it.
Hello? This is George Atwater. I got your message, but why did you call me here after I... I don't care about that. You have to expect it to be hot for a while. And look, remember this. I'm with you in that crooked roulette wheel of yours. Yes. Yes, if I hear of anybody who wants to buy it, I'll let you know. Goodbye.
I think I understand everything now, Miss Murray. But I've got to find the man Atwater just called.
But how can you? He didn't mention any name.
No, but I counted the clicks as he was dialing that number. If my ears haven't let me down, I can call that number, too. Anyhow, I'm going to try.
You think that man has a Rockwell diamond?
Yes, I think so. But you don't have to worry about it from now on. You won't be blamed because it was missing from your apartment.
But, Blackie, you're in F now, aren't you?
Kind of. I promised Faraday he'd have his diamond back in 2 hours. And I can't keep that promise. I can't keep my word. But I guarantee whoever has that diamond won't keep that either. Faraday won't listen to me, Shorty. He's got every cop in town looking for me. I've got to work extra fast now.
Well, gee, Blackie, if there's anything I can do...
Hold it, Shorty.
Yeah.
I'm trying that number George Atwater called.
Hello?
Hello. Atwater told me to call you. I've got cash I'd like to trade in for some you got. Atwater says no.
Atwater says, huh? Okay, I'm in a rooming house. 632 West 100th Street. First door on the right as you come in. Get here fast and we'll talk business.
Okay. Goodbye.
It worked, Blackie.
I don't know. It was a little too easy. Come on, Shorty. We're going up there and get Faraday his diamond, unless his dragnet gets me first.
Hey, Blackie, duck. Duck down the doorway.
Okay. What is it, Shorty?
A prowl car. Just coming this way. Gee, I never saw so many cops as we passed on the way up here.
Never mind, Shorty. Stay flattened out against this door until it's time for what I told you to do.
Yeah, okay, Blackie. Blackie, who really stole the Rockwell diamond, huh?
Nobody stole it, Shorty. Atwater left the stone at Lee Murray's apartment and then returned later that night and lifted it so that Miss Murray could report it stolen to the police.
Oh. But, boss, why did Atwater want the dame to report the diamond stolen?
So he wouldn't be involved.
Oh.
This guy I called up, the one who lives in this building, had something on Atwater and wanted the diamond at his price for clamming up. Atwater had to get it for him, see?
Yeah. You mean he stashed it in his own safe until he could reach Ed and turn it over to him. Only you took it out of his safe before he could do it. But when you slipped it back in, he grabbed it first.
Right. I thought it was pretty cute when I put the diamond back in the safe, but Atwater must have seen me. Well, wish me luck, Shorty. And don't forget what I told you to do.
Okay, boy.
So long.
Now, who is it?
I caught you a little while ago. Open up.
Okay.
Duke Walton. Put that gun down, Duke. You and I can make a deal.
You think so? Blackie, you're not as cute as you thought. I called Atwater back and found your call was a phony. Too bad. Too bad for you. I've got to get rid of you.
Wait a minute, Duke. There's something
I'm going to wait a couple of minutes, Blackie. Some friends of mine are coming over with a car to take you for a little ride. Now, sit on that chair and put your arms behind your back. Go on. I ain't the patient type.
Okay, Duke. How's that?
That's better. I'm going to tie you up nice and pretty.
Hey, Duke. Duke, look under the door. That's smoke.
Where? Hey, that's right. Well, that makes things even easier. This joint's a fire trap. I'll scram out of here and leave you tied up.
Fire! Fire! The whole building's on fire! Get out of there!
That does it. So long, Blackie. Me and the Rockwell Diamond are getting out of here nice and safe, which is more than I can say for you.
Wait a minute, Duke. I've got a proposition.
Sure, but I got a date. I'm going to lock you in here.
Oh, you do? What are you going to use for key? Take a look at that door. It's locked.
Open it right now. Where'd that key go?
I've got it, Duke, right here. I locked the door and removed the key when I had my back to the door after you got the drop on me.
Well, give it to me. We'll both be burned to death.
Sure, Duke. Here it is. Catch.
Don't throw it. Ah, now where'd it go? Down here someplace. I heard it.
And I'll help you look. And look what I found.
Why, you
missed me, sucker.
I'll get you for this, Black. Hey! You're breaking my wrist.
Drop that gun. Okay. Okay, now where's the diamond?
Never mind the diamond, Blackie. The fire. We'll both be trapped in here.
There's no fire, sucker. My pal Shorty burned some papers in the hall and panel on the door.
What?
Now, give her that diamond. You have it on you. You said you were leaving with it.
I ain't got it, Blackie. When I find your phone call was a plan, I give it to a guy to hold for me.
You're lying, Duke. I'm going to search you. Turn around with your back to me and keep your hands in the air.
Okay, but I tell you, I ain't got it on.
We'll see. Here. Mm-hmm. Huh. You're pretty cute, Duke.
Glad to see my baby pictures.
I'll bet. Listen, you heel. Heel. That reminds me. It's the one place I didn't look. Take off your shoes, Duke. Come on, take them off.
Okay, you win, Blackie. The ice is in my right shoe. There's a slide in the heel. The diamond's inside.
That's being sensible, Duke. I'll just take the diamond out of the little slot. and at the same time pull myself and Inspector Faraday out of a great big hole. Well, Faraday, this must be a bargain day. You've got your diamond, and I've got you thanking me for solving another case.
What have I got to thank you for, Blackie? Miss Murray had come to me with a problem in the first place.
You'd still be in the first place wondering how to get from there to the second place.
All right, so you found the diamond. If I admit that, will you be happy?
Oh, I've been here for 2 hours, Faraday.
Yeah? Why?
2 hours ago, Mary Wesley phoned to say that she was back in town. I'm taking her to dinner.
Why not invite me, too?
You, Faraday? Well, you don't need any dinner. You kept saying I was guilty in the Lee Murray case. And I made you eat those words.
Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, a very similar story, and perhaps a script reuse with slight modification of the first Chester Morris Boston Blackie script, the Jonathan Diamond, which aired more than 2 years before this over another network and as part of a summer replacement series. So this would be a logical reuse effort. Well, we now turn to listener comments and feedback, and we have a review from Stitcher with Citrus Sunshine writing, "I love old time radio. Through this podcast, I've been introduced to so many new shows, and Adam's commentary adds so much to it." And then also have a review from Kevin on Amazon for the app. He writes, "These old-time mysteries are, in their own way, more compelling than detective shows on TV today." Well, thank you so much for your comments. I definitely appreciate them. That will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.